have to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what's been wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. It's Friday again. It is Friday again, and you can get involved by calling 888-773-773, 888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question for this week is a doozy. My biblical question, do you have humility? What is it? Do you have humility? What is it? Amazing question. What is it? Do you have it, and what is it? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show, jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you are running around, you just can't sit and watch the show as it is happening, and you would love to, but you got to go and do what you got to do, no matter what it is, you can still listen to it on your phone. You can podcast the show and still listen on your phone by calling the listen line on Talk Stream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JOP talk. buymeacoffee.com/JOP talk or Bun JLP Cash App. Bun JLP Cash App. Amazing. And you know what else is amazing? What, Jesse? It's Friday. Friday is my last day, end of the weekday, work weekday. Friday is kind of get it off your chest day. Friday is express. What?
Having an issue. What? Having an issue with the clip. Can't play the clip right now.
Oh, okay. Is they can't play the soundbite right now, the clip right now. So we're waiting, but it is amazing. In the meantime, you can get involved. There's one line left over. You want to jump in there at 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. And don't forget to like these videos. Like. Like the videos. And a quick reminder, did you do the assignment this week? I suggested an assignment for those who want to wake up. I said for 1 week, be aware of thoughts. What did I say? Is that hate?
Be a thought watcher.
Oh, yeah, be a thought watcher. For 1 week, be a thought watcher. For 1 week only. Did you do the assignment? What the? I know those men and women who really want to overcome did. But, of course, most people do not want to return to the Father. They don't want salvation. They don't want God. They're like, God, what the? Most people don't. But a few do. And it's always been that way. Most people would rather hate than love. Would rather judge than pray for you. They love the thrill of misery, and they call it good. Should I just get rolling? We'll do that later?
Yeah.
Okay. So we don't have the open music ready. So what we'll do is, I want to give, all the time I tell you that it's a spiritual battle, and it truly is. And the sooner you realize that, the sooner you will be free. This is Hell on Earth, and the people gone crazy. Look at what's happening in the earth through people. It is total insanity. It's crazy out there in them, their lands. And most people love it, though. They love hell. They love the insanity. And they are refusing to walk away from the hell. As a matter of fact, you tell them, you know what, you can be free. I don't want to be free, they say. I'm free already. I'm free in my thrills of hating and judging and being out of control and being afraid and being miserable. So am I able to play any sound bites or anything? I can't play anything? Okay, I'm told I can't play anything right now. I can't even play sound bites. I thought it was just the opening. Oh, okay. I can play other stuff, I'm told. So, an example of hell on earth. These are like out there examples that the people put it out there for you. But it's the same thing that's happening in your mind, too. You may not be physically out there trying to steal from the stores, but in your mind, you're judging. It's the same thing. No different. And this is hell on earth, and the world is crazy. Really, it's so interesting to see it, though. It's like mind-blowing to be aware of it. Last night on Jesse Waters' show there on Fox News, primetime, Jesse Waters' show, he has a just... during the Jesse Waters show, he discussed a term called, and I had never heard of this, because they're always coming up with new terms. Every time you look around, there are new words. Micro-looting. You ever heard of that before? I'm sure the millennials and the Z's have. I just have not. And, of course, micro-looting, which... according to the New York Post, is the act of stealing small, low value items from large corporations as a form of political protest. Watch this from primetime.
Democrats just found a new way to protest. They call it micro-looting.
I'm proposing a new term, micro-looting. People are taking small things from big corporations, and they're feeling justified.
We call that shoplifting. The New York Times says it's a political statement. They put out a big headline. The rich don't play by the rules, so why should I? There are rules to microlending. Don't take from mom-and-pop shops. Only target corporations like Whole Foods. Anything Bezos owns, loot. Even writers from The New Yorker are getting in on it.
I did steal from Whole Foods on several occasions. I'd be getting Miss Nancy all her groceries, and then I would finish, and I'd be like, oh, my God, four lemons. I forgot four lemons. And on several occasions, I was like, I'm just going to go back, grab those four lemons, and get the hell out. But I didn't feel bad about it at all.
Kind of stealing. She lives in a $2 million Brooklyn brownstone and has a second house worth half a mil.
You know, like if someone were to be stealing with a purpose, we love that in America. We do. We can love it again. Mm-hmm. We just have to do it with a purpose.
Amazing. And you turn the world over to Eve. Eve, you listen to Eve. Every time you listen to Eve, you will suffer. Isn't that something? Did you ever imagine in America you will even hear that type of language? It's okay to steal. And according to the report, this female didn't even need the money. I mean, she didn't need to steal, according to the report. How about arrest her and deport her now? Send her back to wherever she came from quickly. They are doing it in our country, what they've done to their and in their own country, and destroyed it. Now they're bringing that mess here. What they doing over here when they are needed over there to steal? Isn't that amazing? Did you ever hear? Did you ever think that evil would become so prevalent that it would just promote itself like this, encouraging people to steal? A few females online said, it's okay to steal. Watch this.
Are these women doing it with a purpose?
Girls are allowed to steal a little bit. They are allowed to shoplift from corporations because they are by nature gatherers.
If you ain't already stealing, this is your sign to steal.
Steal from these billion-dollar corporations. Steal. Don't feel guilty about it. They bank on your guilt. That's your guilt keeps them in business. Honesty is not the best policy.
How do you steal from Sephora? How do you steal from Whole Foods? How do you steal from Target? The answer is simple. Bring a purse. It's your God-given right as a woman.
As a female, it's your God-given right to steal, they say. Well, she said. Isn't that amazing? And you listen to Eve. And you're putting Eve in charge of your family, your world. What do you think the outcome will be? Adam, what have you done? Why did you listen to the woman? Well, you gave it to me. And he's like, what the? My country's gone. Oh, but you can steal from large corporation, but you can't steal from, they're suggesting you don't steal from Mondami's stores, grocery stores. Why is this from prime time?
But keep your sticky fingers off Kami Mondani's grocery stores.
Would you encourage stealing in the same way from a Mondani-run, city-owned grocery store with lower prices? And why?
I would not, because I feel like that's taxpayer-funded, and the prices are this union labor, and the prices are also adjusted regardless.
Funny how that works. They're trying to gentrify stealing. They say they're fighting the power, but you're the one paying the price. You go to the store, everything's locked up. Candy, toothpaste, deodorant. Because if they could get away with it, they'd steal everything.
That's amazing. They don't want to steal from Mondami socialist stores because the food is cheap. That food is no good. Socialist food store food is no good. So they have to steal from a large company because the food is better. Nobody want no government food unless it's cheese. You may want government cheese, but that's about it. You ever had government cheesecake?
No.
Oh, God. It's so good. And it come in like large chunk, and it's real yellow and thick, and it made the best macaroni and cheese ever. Next time they on the first of the month, go down to the welfare office and just ask them for some cheese.
I don't even know where that would be.
Some government cheese. What are you saying about the New York Times?
So that podcast with those women, it also had a male there, you may have noticed. And that was former fallen state guest Hassan Piker.
Oh, that was?
Uh-huh.
Oh, he looked different.
Yeah, he has a beard now.
Right. Oh, okay.
And glasses to look sophisticated.
How do you know?
I'm interpreting.
Maybe need the glasses.
Info may be false. No, but they looked sort of like shaded glasses. Stylish.
What a mess, huh?
He was on that podcast justifying the murder of the healthcare CEO.
Oh, this podcast here?
Yep.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
That was with, what was that guy name that was accused of doing that? My dummy?
No. Mamdani didn't kill the CEO.
No, his name. Not the mayor of Mamdani. There's more than one Mamdani in those people, culture, right?
Right, but Luigi Mangione.
Yeah. Not Mamdani, but Mangione.
Yeah, Luigi Mangione.
Right.
Yeah.
My bad.
Yeah, there's a whole bunch of liberals who are for that type of stuff. They say, free Luigi. Pretty sick.
The world gone crazy.
Yeah.
What is happening? And it's going to get worse, for sure. And only a few, handful, will escape the things to come. Oh, and this is the Old Testament. What you see in the world now is the Old Testament. The New Testament, the new way of living, the new life is inside of you. And you can live from there right inside of you, right here on earth. But you got to go within and live from within. You got to live from within. Isn't that amazing? It's going to get bad, folks. And just becoming religious, ain't going to save you from the Old Testament. You're just a religious intellect. But yet you're going to be afraid. You're going to worry. You're going to have fear. You're going to be suicidal. You're going to be depressed, jealous, envious, revengeful. Religion don't save you from that at all. Religion of any form has nothing to do with God. It doesn't work. It makes you feel good. You lift up, hold a hand, you sway back and forth, and you sing songs, and you pray, and you read whatever religious Bible that you have, no matter what religion it is, and then you go home and cry. And you go home and cry. Amazing, huh? So, you know what else is amazing? I've just been informed that the Open Line Friday intro is ready. It is Get It Off Your Chest Friday.
You, Tom, like a mug.
You need to go and get yourself bleached, because everything you say about black people, and you're sitting up there looking like a tar baby.
It might sound like a semantics argument, but he's a gray alien.
I wonder if he's been smoking pot.
Next week, the FDA will issue 3 national priority vouchers for serotonin 2A agonists, also known as psychedelics.
Today's order will ensure that people suffering might finally have a chance to reclaim their lives and lead a happier life.
Gunshots ringing out at a busy tourist site near Mexico City.
Well, he's a happy camper, huh?
That's the drugs. Just sit here.
So from 6-5 to 10-1, that's a net gain for the Democrats just in Virginia from what happened tonight and got it approved by the voters.
Where's he on drugs?
It's a very dangerous thing that I'm about to say now, but since I'm of the opinion that we need a third testament, because the Bible has become problematic.
What are you, high?
The world gone crazy. People gone crazy. People are insane until they overcome the anger. Thank you. The anchor man put that together. Thank you, man. It is crazy out there. And it's going to get worse. Just think about, I've been doing this work for 35 years now, give or take, 35 years. And back 35 years ago, I thought things were bad then. I'm like, wow, things have changed dramatically. And so I was like, let's try to help. You can't help people who don't want help. And most people don't want help. So it got worse. I'm like, what the? It got worse. And it is amazing. Let me go to Jerome out of New Jersey. Jerome, you are on the air.
Happy Friday, Jesse, and the crew.
Thank you, Jerome. I appreciate it.
Yeah. I'm not sure if you got a chance to get around to it, but I wanted to know how you felt about Tucker Carlson's comments a few days ago on Trump.
I have not heard it.
Oh, okay. Well, Tucker Carlson, basically, he was saying that he regretted, like, being one of the people that helped get Trump in office.
Oh, yeah. Somebody, like, somebody called the show yesterday and said it, but I've not seen, I haven't watched Tucker Carlson since he's been online at all.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, just, yeah, that, you know, so, like you said, somebody called yesterday and said it.
Yeah.
And basically, that was just the gist of it. You know, he said that he felt tormented, you know, that he was one of the people that helped get Trump elected. I just wanted to know, like, what are your thoughts on a comment like that?
Zero. Nothing.
Oh, okay. Do you have any thoughts on, like, that's not that Tucker Carlson is like that, but there are a lot of Americans feeling like that now. And, you know, a lot of people, you know, are turning their back on Trump.
Well, my thoughts about that is people have the right to live the way they want to live and think and do what they want to do. So I have no problem with what another individual decides to do with his or her life. So I have no opinion about it at all.
Okay. Are you still on? Are you still backing Trump?
100%. Thank you, Mr. President. Thank
for
you,
what?
Mr. President, for making America great again. How do you feel? What do you think of him now? How are you feeling about him?
I mean, you know, in terms of him, I think that everything that he said he was going to do, everything that he said he was going to deliver on, he didn't deliver on any of them. He said we wouldn't be
and
in
so
any
how
new
you
wars
feeling
or in
about
a war.
Him? How do you feel about him?
Yeah, I'm telling you, you know, he said we weren't going to be in any new wars, so we're in a war. He said that if prices weren't going to increase.
I know I heard all that. I hear all that all the time, but how are you feeling about that? The president. Did you
vote? I don't like any of it.
Did
no.
You didn't vote. Oh, so why are you complaining?
He's my president. I live in this country.
But you didn't vote for him.
But I live in this country.
And?
That's all I need. What do you mean, and?
Why are you mad at a man? You
hold on. Wait. So why did you talk about Obama? You didn't vote for him?
Because I disagree with him.
Exactly. Come on, Jesse. Don't act dumb now. You know what I'm doing.
But why are you mad at him, though? I wasn't mad at Obama.
Who said I was?
Are you mad at him?
No. Who said that? Why
so
are you putting that on me? Stop putting words in my mouth.
You're not angry at the president at all?
No, I'm just saying I don't like him. I can disagree with him, just like you disagree with Obama and Joe Biden and Kamala Harris and
every
other
Democrat.
So
that's why you disagree with him, because I disagree with them.
No, you brought it up first, Jesse. I'm just responding to you.
No, you said that just like I was disagreeing with Obama, you are disagreeing with the Great White
No, what
Hope.
You're doing is playing dumb.
What do you mean?
Why am I doing this, or why am I saying this about Trump if I didn't vote for him? I don't need to. I'm an American. I live here. I can have a comment on him.
Who do you think, can you do a better job than what the Great White
you
Hope is doing?
Jesse, I'm not playing this game with this with you, Jesse. I'm not the president.
No, I'm asking you a question. It's not a game. It's an honest question.
Yes, you
since
are. You're playing the game right now.
On.
I'm not the president.
Hold on.
Trump
since you totally disagree with him, can you do better, or do you know anyone else who can do better than what he's doing?
And you're asking me that because...
Hello?
Hello, you still there?
Yeah, I waited. Can you do better
yeah,
than
saying,
what the Great White Hope is doing?
That question,
or
why?
Do you know anyone who could do better than what the Great White Hope is doing?
Why are you trying to dodge my question, Jesse?
I asked you a question already.
No, you did. But if I say that I
you
do,
asked me, did
what
I
does that have
support,
to do with anything? Right now,
you asked me, did I still
president?
Support the Great White Hope? I said, thank you, Mr. President. Yes. So I asked you, you said, no, you don't support him, and you didn't even vote for him. And then you name off all these things that, quote unquote, he has not done. And so my question to
you. Yeah, I wish Kamala would have gotten in there.
You do?
Yeah, she would have been a better president than Trump. Our prices wouldn't have been going up, and we wouldn't be in a new war right now.
And
you
believe
agree with
it?
That? Do you agree with that?
Do you believe it?
Yeah, do you agree with that?
With what?
So what I just said, do you agree with that, that Kamala would have been a better president than Trump?
But why would I agree with that when she's the same female?
Asking, do you agree
when
with
she's
it?
The same female that left the borders wide open, and for what I can remember, she may have gone down there once or twice while in as the so-called vice president. So ain't no way I believe that. But if you have a right to believe her if you want. What the?
So why every single time I call you, Jesse, you always divert from what I'm talking about, and then you go on some
I'm talking
tangent.
About what
like,
you're talking about.
Literally every single time I talk. But, every single time I call you, you can never just stay on topic. But if somebody doesn't want to stay on your topic, you act like a little female and you hang up on them.
How did I get off topic? What have I said that's not on topic?
No, you do this every single time I call. Me and you can never just talk about something.
We are talking about it, Jerome. I'm asking.
No, you're talking about can I do a better job than Trump.
Isn't that on topic?
No, I'm not the president. I'm just a regular person. Everybody
so
can't
your
be the
answer
president.
Is no, you cannot do a better job than Trump.
My answer. All right. This is. I don't know why you do this. Literally,
I'm having a discussion
no, you're
with
not.
You, Jerome.
You're being dumb.
So you
you're
said no, you cannot
purpose.
Do better than Trump. Do you know anyone who could do better than Trump?
They're not. So I just told you, Kamala.
So you really think? And why do you think Kamala? Kamala
I
Harris.
I just told you, Jesse.
Why do you
we
think
going
she,
around in circles, Jesse? Why
do you think
you
she can do
better?
You're wrong.
I just told you,
you're wrong.
Yeah, but no.
Why
but
do
you not,
think
not
she
listening.
Can do better?
What did I just say?
Why do you think she can do better?
Why do you love Trump so much? Why won't
you're
you
wrong.
Ever stand up
because
and say something
him,
that he
put
did
America
wrong.
First, and I support that. Not in my whole lifetime
that,
have I seen a government
anything that supported you.
What?
He didn't do anything that benefited you. You got no benefit from Trump being in office.
Yes, I do.
No, you haven't. Name one.
Living in America. And now
No. You were doing that
America
before Trump was
becoming
there.
Safer now with the border closed and
people are still coming
we
in
are
every
respected
day.
Around the world. Jerome, thank you, man. I got to take a break. Back in a moment.
You get them.
7 Guaranteed Steps to Spiritual, Family, and Financial Success Guide. Even if you're not starting a business, but you have a job, or you're on welfare, it can help you if you do. Be doers of the word, all right? From rage to responsibility. From rage. That's what I write about in the first chapter, especially how I overcame. Scam. How the black leadership exploits black Americans. They are using them. And blacks are too willing to be used. And then my last book, The Antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood. They are all amazing books, and they are helpful. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com if you want an autographed copy, or call 800-411-2663. Okay, welcome back. 888-77-JESSE. Don't forget to like the video. Like the videos. Cup announcement. A busy Fridays. Fridays are always busy. Number one, the Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. TheHakeReport.com. From 9 to 11 a.m. And James, hey, I don't know if you've been listening to his show lately. Sometimes I don't get a chance to because of my schedule, but when I do, they are like very, very mamma mia, hola, si, senor, interesting. The Hake Report, E. White. And after the Hake Report, a brand new episode of The Fallen State today. I had an interesting discussion with Brian Shapiro. And Brian is a radio host out of Las Vegas. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
Does racism exist?
Are you really asking me that question?
Amazing.
Amazing. Amazing. I think you're amazing. Okay, so you're a misogynist then. You're
no.
a pig.
What?
You can
no.
laugh. No, it's, what do you mean? The unemployment numbers aren't important? You're a for what? Saying that. You're a bigot. Do you understand
Brian,
that? You're a bigot?
Are you a
Don't
Christian?
Don't me. You are a moron, Jeff.
Hey,
you have an IQ of like 20.
Brian.
You're an imbecile. You're a zero. You're a buffoon.
Don't worry. It'll get better. It was interesting. The Fallen State. And you can support The Fallen State by becoming a member there on the YouTube channel or JesseLeePeterson.locals.com, all right? I do appreciate it. And then you think Hake show is amazing, and it is. And then you think the FallenState.tv is amazing, and it is. But oh, Lord, not George, Lord, but the American Anchor Baby right after the Fallen State on Friday. Energy. You think Donald Trump has energy? And he does. And it's from God. The American Anchor Baby, same energy from the same source. And it is amazing. And if you doubt me, you can prove me wrong, check out the American Anchor Baby today at right after the Fallen State, between 12:15, 12:30 Pacific time. He is flying high, not off psychedelics, not off fentanyl, not off pot, and not off those medications you give me that you give, that people give to you when you got mental problems. He's flying high off natural energy from God. And it is amazing. Check him out. The American Anchor Baby today. You will not regret it. And then Sunday morning meetings for everybody. All are invited. And the doors open at 10:30. The meeting starts at 11 a.m. Pacific time, 2 p.m. Eastern time. And if you're not around or you're not in town, you can watch it as it is happening around the world. Go to rebuildingtheman.com/church. rebuildingtheman.com/church. The anchor, I was talking to the anchor maybe about something. Listen up, folks. I have an amazing major announcement to make right now. Listen up. You're going to love it. You're going to love it. It's mind-blowing. One, are you ready? Two, are you ready? Ready. I remember I used to run track, and we, when it's time to go, we get there, we get ready to go, and they do that countdown. One, two, three, and then the gun goes off, and you take off. Three, watch this. This is amazing. Hi, I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. 2026 marks 250 years of America, and they have put my face on this beautiful silver coin to commemorate this occasion. That's amazing. Call 800-411-2663. That's 800-411-BOND. Grab yours now before they are gone. My face on a silver coin. Who would have thought that all the way from the cotton field of Sweet Home, Alabama? Isn't that amazing? Yes, Jesse, that's truly amazing. Celebrated 250 years. Of the greatest country in the world. I get yours now. Get your corn now. Real silver, too. It's real. Mighty real. So my face is on a real silver corn now. And that is amazing. So hurry, hurry, hurry. They're starting to go fast. Call 800-411-BOND. What a major investment, huh, in silver. Real silver. 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. That's amazing. Let me go back to the busy phones. Let me go to Canada and talk to Jimmy. Jimmy, Jimmy, you are on the air, on the line, on the air.
Hey, Jesse.
Hey, Jimmy.
Hey, I have two questions. The first one is about overcoming loss. I tried to overcome loss this year, and I've been doing well for 3 months. But I had a relapse, and I found it very difficult to overcome this, even though I'm trying hard to do it.
And your question is what?
If it's even possible to overcome it, like you said, by you need help from God, but I don't know if God is willing to help me on this one.
One thing for sure and without a doubt, and this I promise you, there's nothing on the planet that you cannot overcome. You can overcome all things, and this I promise you. So what I recommend, starting now, whatever has happened recently or whenever, don't judge it. It did not happen to you. Don't judge it. Don't say how, oh, I'm a loser, I'm this and I'm that. Just realize you did one thing and one thing only. You got caught up with the thought of whatever it is you've done, what happened through you. So what you do is realize you're in a thought, and so realize that, and the next time a thought like that comes, or any thought really, let it pass. Don't identify with it. Don't call it you. And but be aware that you're having that thought and do nothing about it. And, Jimmy, I promise you, if you do this and stay with it, you'll be free of all things. It's just a thought. And because you've been identified with thoughts all your life, you were traumatized by your mother when you were a kid, and you lost your real identity, identity lost, and you picked up a false identity. It's like an illegal alien coming to America and taking on a false identity. And
yeah.
That's all that happened. You took on a false identity in all your life. All my life, I've been beat by thoughts. I ain't going to take it no more. You only believe that you are the thoughts, and they make you act out, and then they make you judge yourself because you believe them. No big deal, whatever happened, just be aware of the thought. Don't judge it. Don't play God with it at all, because if you judge it, judge yourself, or thinking that you're judging yourself, it only gonna get, you're giving life to it. But it's just a thought, Jimmy, so let the thought pass and you'll be fine. Are you doing the silent prayer?
Well, I was for the 3 months, you know. I started the new year. I was doing well, but it's not just the thought, it's also the feeling. But well,
you can't have the feeling unless you believe the thought. If you...
Yeah.
If you never believe the thought, if you can catch the first thought, you would never have the feelings. You cannot have emotions without thoughts. No formal emotions.
That's easier said than done, right? Because I was watching, I was doing the silent prayer, watching the feelings.
But what do you mean by easier said than done?
Like, for example, I was watching myself when I have this urge, right? And I was doing well, but when after 4 months, it was too much. And I remember thinking, okay, I don't care about God. I need to do something about this, you know. And that brings me to the second question.
Let me ask you something about that first. Don't forget your second one.
Okay.
Was that okay. You thinking that?
There was some in me because I'm like, I don't want the truth. I don't want this. I need. But again, let me say this.
Was it you saying that?
I can answer that. I don't know.
Then why do you call it you? You said I was thinking that. Why are you saying
because it's affecting my life.
What?
Because it's affecting my life, it's affecting my reality, you know. It's affecting, I don't have a job, I'm like 30. I just quit my job because of this. And
why would you quit your job because
I started working there and everybody was looking up to me and, you know, the girls loved me, and then I felt like it wasn't the real me. So like, I didn't appreciate that. I didn't want them to look at me in a certain way. And I think that feeling went to like, I didn't want to work there no more.
And so do you realize you're listening to thoughts which are not your own?
Yeah.
And that they're evil?
Yeah.
Why did you stop doing the silent prayer?
No, I didn't. I just stopped yesterday because I relapsed. So I don't feel like doing it. But I was doing it for 3 months, and even the silent prayer, like I was doing two times a day, like watching my hair, like you said. I was doing everything well, but the feeling was too much. And I think you're right. It's come from hate from the mother. But even then, I tried to look at my mother and everything, but I don't know if I have the...
Are you a first-time caller?
Yeah.
And so, have you forgiven your mother?
I did.
You told?
But I still, like, when I do the silent prayer, I still listen to... I hear the voices of her, like... And I also see sometimes her in me.
Right, because you become like what you hate. Every man and every woman, every male and every female become their mothers because they hate the mother. And then they say they love the mother, but they hate what they love because that's not love, that's hate. And so you are...
The issue is, I hate it. Like you said, you're right, when you... I cannot just watch it. I resent... Because I truly want to be a man, I want to be strong, but... And when I see something like that in me, I cannot just watch it. I hate it. And I think that makes it worse.
It is. How will you ever overcome evil when you hate evil? And it's the hating of evil that got you into evil. How will you ever overcome it if you don't stop hating it?
I feel like I don't want to accept it either. I don't want to be a liberal, you know, like accept everything, go out there and, you know, I feel like they accepted it and I'm trying to prevent that by hating it.
So, Jimmy, let me ask, who are you?
Well, I am the consciousness experiencing everything, right?
What do you mean?
Well, I am the consciousness observing this, like you said.
What do you mean by
I'm observing
that? I don't know. I'm black and slow. What does that mean?
I am the consciousness watching my thoughts, watching my feelings, experiencing this. But
I don't know what that means. But let's say you believe what you just said. If you are the consciousness, as you said, watching your feelings, why are you calling your feeling you?
Because that didn't come from me. That come from studying this. I studying you from you, other people like that.
But Jimmy, if you're listening and paying attention, there would be no way that you would pay one iota to a thought. What you don't realize yet is that there is the practical you that get up and go to work, have dinner, socialize sometime, clean your house. And then there's the real you that just live, because you only use the thoughts for practical things, to drive your car. And it's amazing, too, how the mind works when you're not into thought. The mind is amazing by itself. But what happens when a situation comes, there are you, the practical thinker, and then there's you, the no thinker. You just live your life, right, without thinking, which is
right,
one with God. But what happened when a situation, somebody tried to attack you or something happened, right away a thought come, and it gives you a false identity that something is happening to me. I need to defend myself. And so I need, I need to worry. I am scared. But it's just a thought with nothing with it. It's just a thought. But if you were to let the thought pass, you would see it's just a thought, and there's no one there to defend. It was just a thought. You're not paying attention to... I told you all to be thought watchers this week. You're not paying attention to the thought. It's just a thought out of nowhere with nothing. It's not even real. It's just a thought. But you grab hold of it, and then you defend it. And it feels real. Mighty real. Feel real.
I don't think you realize, like, you cannot do something and then also watch the thoughts. You cannot multitask.
What?
Like, I cannot go to work and speak to somebody and at the same time looking at my thoughts.
Why do you say you can't?
Because I had the experience you say, and you are 100% right, where I was watching my feelings and my thoughts, but I was sitting home and watching the pain in my stomach, and that went away the next day after I watched it. But my whole focus was on that. Right, I was sitting down. I don't think it's the same like when you are walking or watching, talking to people.
It is the same. The way you die daily from thoughts is that during your regular day, during your work hours, your everyday hour, you're aware of those thoughts. And it's not you that is aware of the thought. It's the light in you that is allowing you, causing you to see those thoughts. And when you just don't do anything about it, don't call it you, don't argue with it, don't do anything, the light is allowing you to see those thoughts because we can't see thoughts on our own. We need the light to come in and show and shine on the darkness, right? And if you were to just do that, you can do that. But you are seeing the thoughts and you're still calling them you. And so you're fighting with evil, thinking that you can defeat it, and you can't. But you can watch it all day long.
So to overcome the lust, what was the other advice?
Overcome the thought. Don't identify with the thought about the lust. It's not you. It's just a thought. And if you don't overcome it, I mean, if you don't judge it or anything, oh, I'm a bad person, or oh, I'm a good person, I'm a this or that. If you don't attach any identity to it at all, it'll just pass. It really will, and you'll be free.
But that's like saying, if I ask you, how do I get rich? You like saying, just make $1 million. I don't understand.
If you ask me, how do I get rich? I would tell you, you get rich by not trying to get rich. And so if you ask me, how do I have an amazing life, I would tell you, you got to give up in life to have an amazing life. You got to give up the false self. You got to give up the illusion.
Yeah, that goes to my second question. Like, I watched your old videos, and you said to, this is when you started, I think, and you said something about the preacher, that most preachers are preachers not because they found God, or they want God, but they become preachers because the world was tough on them, so they took the easy route. Yeah. Do you remember this?
Yeah. I don't remember exactly that, but I know what you're talking about. Can you hold, Jimmy?
Yeah.
Hold on. Back in a moment. The hate news is coming right now.
From rage to responsibility. I write about how the spirit of anger was taken away from me 29 years ago. I forgave my mother who tried to turn me away from my father, and I returned to my father, and through him, my father on earth, and through him, I was able to return to God. No man or woman can return to God unless you go through the Son. And men are sons of God. They may be weak, pathetic examples of it, but it's the spiritual order of life. God in Christ, Christ in man, man over woman, woman over children. So get From Race to Responsibility. I write about that. Go to my website, rebuildingtheman.com, for an autographed copy, or call 800-411-BOND and donate to my nonprofit, BOND, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man.
all kinds of mess going on in this here old world. Am I right or am I right? Yes, I'm right. This is the end of our one of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. Hang tight, callers and super chatters. Listeners, we will get to your calls and super chats and more great stories. All right. It is hate news, not fake news. It is Express Yourself Friday, by the way, April 24th, AD 2026. A U.S. soldier was charged with making a $400,000 in bets on the Maduro removal in Poly Market. Wow. And Trump is poised to expand the refugee program, get this, for white South Africans, according to a report. That sounds like nice news. Maybe controversial, which usually means reasonable, right? And the DOJ is targeting 384 for denaturalization. You know how people become naturalized citizens? They come here, they're immigrants, and then they like want to become a citizen. They become naturalized. Well, they're going to get denaturalized, 384 perhaps, in an expanded crackdown, according to the New York Times. The failing New York slimes, am I right or am I right? ICE reportedly scaled back courthouse arrests, all right, which people didn't like, although some of us did like them, and so-called warrantless entry practices, where they enter premises to capture illegals whom they know are illegal. And so now they need a warrant, I guess. At least they're scaling that back, okay? And the Trump administration is probing the New York City Department of Education over a pro-Palestinian group. And Trump has reclassified state-licensed medical marijuana as a less dangerous drug. And that is an historic shift, or a historic shift, whichever you prefer. So this soldier on Thursday, federal prosecutors arrested U.S. Army Master Sergeant named Gannon Ken Van Dyke, accusing him of using classified information about the Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro's capture to win more than $400,000 on this betting thing on the internet, maybe, called Poly Market. Van Dyke is an active duty special forces soldier involved in planning Operation Absolute Resolve beginning December 8th, 2025, before January 3rd, before that raid on the early this year. He placed 13 bets totaling $33,034 on yes outcomes regarding the U.S. intervention in Venezuela, according to Ground News, all right? Poly Market identified the suspicious trades, referred them to the DOJ, the matter, cooperating with the investigation. Prosecutors allege that Van Dyke, it's Gannon Ken Van Dyke, a U.S. Army Master Sergeant, that means he's maybe been around for like 10, 15 years perhaps. But anyway, they say that he removed his winnings through a foreign cryptocurrency vault before depositing funds in a new brokerage account. Cash Patel said, that's the FBI director, quote, any clearance holders thinking of cashing in their access and knowledge for personal gain will be held accountable, unquote. First criminal prosecution of insider trading on a prediction market. President Trump remarked, quote, the whole world, unfortunately, has become somewhat of a casino, unquote. Lawmakers are advancing the Public Integrity and Financial Prediction Markets Act of 2026 to regulate official trading on such platforms. Interesting. I wonder if it's going to relate to anything that people say that Nancy Pelosi's been involved in. I have no knowledge about it. I have completely disclaimed. On Thursday, regarding South Africa, Assistant Secretary of State Andrew Vepreck confirmed the administration is considering raising the current 7,500 refugee ceiling by adding 10,000 slots to prioritize South African Afrikaners. That's a white native South African stock who are under a genocide, some say. President Trump previously lowered the annual refugee cap to 7,500 from 125,000. People pretend that he's not good on immigration and this stuff. Explicitly, though, he prioritized white South Africans, victims of race-based persecution, despite the government of South Africa vehemently denying, like, they're so trustworthy. I'm James Hake.
have to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We are also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773-888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question, do you have humility? Do you have humility? What is it? What is it? Do you have it? And what is it? An amazing question for those men and women who want to know themselves. And the beauty about knowing yourself, you got to do it alone. No one can be with you on this journey. This is one journey. You can't take a crowd or no one with you. Isn't that amazing? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show, jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you are out and about, you got to run. We are heard around the world by everybody. And their mama, if you're white, they mama, if you're black. So we're heard around the world, different time zone for different folks. And so some people just can't sit and watch the show. But you can podcast and listen on your phone, moving about, by calling the listen line on Talk Stream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It is Friday. Get it off your chest day. It is Express Yourself Friday.
You, Tom, like a mug.
You need to go and get yourself bleached. Because everything you say about black people, and you're sitting up there looking like a tar baby.
It might sound like a semantics argument, but he's a gray alien.
I wonder if he's been smoking pot.
Next week, the FDA will issue 3 national priority vouchers for serotonin 2A agonists, also known as psychedelics.
Today's order will ensure that people suffering might finally have a chance to reclaim their lives and lead a happier life.
Gunshots ringing out at a busy tourist site near Mexico City.
Well, he's a happy camper, huh?
That's the drugs. Just sit here.
So from 6-5 to 10-1, that's a net gain for the Democrats just in Virginia from what happened tonight and got it approved by the voters.
What, is he on drugs?
It's a very dangerous thing that I'm about to say now, but since I'm of the opinion that we need a third testament because the Bible has become problematic.
What are you, high?
The world gone crazy. It is insane. It's a spiritual battle. And I have proof. It is a spiritual battle. Did you hear about this shooting in Louisiana? If you don't see by now, and most people don't, that something else is driving you, I don't know where they're going to take. Something else is driving you. You are not in charge of anything, and you don't have a free will. Because if you had a free will, think about this. Smoke on it. Not psychedelics. Smoke on it means to think about it. If you had a free will, wouldn't you will yourself to have perfect peace? To never think one negative thought again or positive thought? Wouldn't you will yourself to be free? If you have a will, what's wrong with you? WAFB is reported. Six people were wounded, and one of them, a 17-year-old, died after gunfire rained out at a food court in the mall there in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Watch this from CBS News.
Breaking news, there has been a deadly shooting at a busy shopping mall in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Gunfire erupting. Authorities just a short time ago say they believe bystanders were caught in the crossfire.
Tonight, Baton Rouge in shock after one person was killed and five others injured when gunfire erupted at the Mall of Louisiana.
Teams clearing first floor, north and south.
Police descending on the scene shortly before 1:30 this afternoon after a dispute at the mall turned into a gunfight.
Two groups of people got into an argument inside the food court and started shooting at each other. Unfortunately, there were some innocent people that were in the area that might have also caused some rounds.
The suspects then fleeing the mall, police deploying helicopters and drones and searching a nearby canal. The mall placed on lockdown, authorities scrambling to evacuate shoppers. Our affiliate WBRZ showing police escorting families with young children through the shopping center's parking lot. One mall worker describing chaos and indiscriminate gunplay.
I heard a loud pop and then another pop. I thought at first somebody was shooting fireworks in the food court. He was turning around shooting randomly.
David, we're just getting word from the mayor of Baton Rouge that five people have been arrested in this mass shooting. But David, tonight this remains an active investigation.
Grandpa, tell me about the good old days. Tell me that this is not hell on earth inside of a human being. You're living in, didn't God tell you that your thoughts are not your own? They're not his. Why do you still believe them? Oh, you don't believe what God said. You believe the thought. You believe evil. It's in the heart. It's wicked. And it's going to get worse because most people would never overcome evil. They love the thrill of judging and jealousy. And they love judging themselves. That's why they do it to themselves. And what they do to others, they are doing it to themselves. And it's going to get worse. And these are like outer things that you're seeing out there coming through other people. But you're doing the same thing in your own mind with your own self. You're murdering yourself. Because you believe thoughts. And every human being that believes thoughts is a murderer to yourself, to the world around you. And those thoughts, because you believe them and you think that they are you, causes you to do things that you never would do on your own. And they prevent you from not doing those things. It'll prevent you from doing right. Stop thinking and be free. A thought is just a thought. All thoughts are all lies all the time about anything. About anything. One other quick example, then I get right back to the phones. I want to show you what a neuroscientist had to say about thoughts. This is so interesting. He expressed what happened to this guy because he gave in to thoughts and how it affected his whole body. Watch this from Dr. Bing.
This case I'm about to tell you blew my mind, and it's a perfect example of just how powerful your brain is. A 26-year-old guy goes through a really tough breakup, and he felt hopeless, and in that moment, he took all of his antidepressant pills and almost immediately regrets it, and he wants to live. So he goes to the ER, tells the medical staff what happened, and then he collapses. His blood pressure is dangerously low, his heart is racing, he's sweating, and he's lethargic. But here's the twist. Those pills were from a clinical trial for a new antidepressant that he had just started. He thought he was on the real medication because his mood got better after starting it, but he wasn't on the real thing. He was on the placebo. When the medical staff told him that, within minutes, everything normalizes completely. His blood pressure, his heart rate, and he became alert again. So his mind convinced his body that something was seriously wrong, and his body followed. This is what we call the nocebo effect, which is when you expect something bad to happen and your brain actually creates real physical symptoms. We see this all the time, and there are situations where the brain's alarm system gets turned up too high, and that can make symptoms feel much more intense or persistent. So if your mind can push your body in that direction after taking fake pills to the point where it feels like you're dying, imagine what can happen if you think about something positive, something powerful, something that you're grateful for every day. So what you tell yourself is very, very important.
I rest my case. That is so deep and such an amazing example of what the thoughts do to you. The moment something happened, right away the thought said, emergency, emergency, emergency. Something is happening to me. Defend myself. Be afraid. Worry. React. And they destroy you. The guy took fake pills. He was, according to the story, tripping out because he lost his girlfriend or something. Broke up. And he took what he thought was pills to try to kill himself. And then he changed his mind. He took all these pills, according to the story of this doctor, this person. He took all these pills, and then all of a sudden he changed his mind. I don't want to die. What the? And he ran to the emergency room and told them, I took some pills. I am dying, according to the story. And he believed it, that he was dying, not even knowing that he had taken fake pills. They weren't even real. And he felt like he would die because he believed it. And they were like, sir, ain't nothing, you ain't dying. What the? And all of a sudden, he's like, I'm not. And they're like, no, sir, it's in your mind. And his whole body recovered. Blood pressure went back to normal, according to this person. Everything's fine. You believe lies. You think there's someone there to protect. You think there's someone there to save. You think there's someone there that could be hurt. And you think you have something to protect. It's a lie. The spirit of truth told you those thoughts are not your own. Those thoughts are not from him. Who do you think they're coming from? If they're not from you and they're not from the creator, who are they coming from? And why do you keep identifying with them? Isn't that like an amazing story? And the effect that thought can have on you. It's just a thought. Catch it before it bring on the emotion, and you would never feel it. It's just a thought. What's wrong with you? Wake up. It's just a thought. And you say, oh, no, it's too hard to do this. It's too hard to be still and know the truth. It's too hard. It's not. Not if you stop trying to know it. Just watch it without any effort at all. You go to a movie theater, the big screen is showing you the movie. You don't have to put any effort in that. Same thing with the thoughts. It's just a thought. if you're black. It's just a thought. Let me go back to Jimmy. That is such an amazing. It reminded me of some years ago now. I interviewed a guy from who jumped off, according to him. He jumped off the Golden Gate Bridge there in San Francisco. He jumped off the bridge. And while he was going down, he had a change of mind. He was like, what the? I don't want to die. And he survived. They thought he would jump off. And he survived. The Golden Gate Bridge. Have you ever been there or seen it in a movie or a picture? It's like way up there. And on his way down, he realized, I don't want to die. He came back to reality, back to life. Come to life, come to reality, whatever you wanted. Let me go to Jimmy, our first time call out of Canada. Jimmy, thank you, Holden. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. You make it seem very, very easy.
It's nothing to it, Jimmy. You think something's difficult, and all thoughts are all lies, and because you think it's difficult, you're making it difficult. If you knew that was just simply watching, like you watch a movie or like you watch TV, you don't put in the effort in watching TV. Same thing. You're watching a movie.
But if it was that easy, why do we only have one Jesus, few people get through?
Why do you only have what?
One Jesus.
One what?
Jesus. One Jesus only we have.
Why do you only have one Jesus?
Or why do we have so few people who go through? I know the answer, but let me ask my question. Like I said, you say about the preacher that they really didn't want to be with God, but because the world was so hard on them, they chose to go that route because it was the easy route.
So they think. There's only one easy route, and that easy way is back to the Father. Nothing else is easy but that.
Do you really mean that? Because the preacher route is more easy than the real route,
right?
No, it's
not. That's a lie. The only way that is easy is back to the Father.
Yes, but there is also a price for that. But okay, but my thing was...
You said there's also a price for what?
For God.
What do that mean?
You can't just go to God.
Yes, you
there
can.
There is a price you have to pay.
The price has already been paid, Jimmy. The way home is already clear. It's already done. It's completed. But you keep believing a lie. But listen, I can't play anymore. I gotta go. Keep it piffy.
No,
see
I'm
my
not playing.
Shirt?
Please, please.
You see my shirt says, keep it piffy because I'm tight?
But, okay, let me keep
let
it
Let me just
piffy.
Say, by the way, hold on. This shirt, okay. Because I'm tight, keep it piffy. Amazing. This Jonathan from the UK gave me this shirt, sent this to me. Thank you, Jonathan from the UK, all the way from the UK. Amazing. Thank you, Jonathan. But look, make it piffy, man. I got so many people that want to get in.
Okay.
You're not even listening anyway. You're just going from one thought to another one to one, and you're not hearing.
I apologize.
You're not hearing what's being said.
Okay, but what I'm saying is that when I hear you say that, I felt something because I feel like I'm the preacher.
Another
you know
thought.
What I mean? Another thought.
You got 100,000 identities in you, and you keep thinking that they're you. Let me say this, Dennis. I mean, Jimmy. You're not going to be free until you stop thinking. Those thoughts are lying to you. They are an illusion. and you will not let them go. And so you can whine and cry and blame and hide and do all that. It's not going to get any better until you stop thinking and just observe and go with your life and live your life in the present in reality. And you can do it if you want to do it, but you don't want to do it, because if you want to do it, you start complaining about it and do it.
Yeah, but I also need sincerity, right? That's what I mean. Like, I'm
no, don't worry like about sincerity. Just do it.
Okay.
What are you coming up with all these ideas about? I need to be sincere. No, you don't. You don't even know what sincerity is.
I'm studying, like, you know, I listen to you and I go to that rabbit hole of studying what you was talking about, and I feel like I'm trapped right now.
Only with a thought, Jim, and don't even try to understand what I said, tell you, or anything. You don't want to hold on to the knowledge. You hear the words, so you hear the knowledge of it. You don't want to hold on to that either. It just become a knowledge, and then you become a Bible thumper. You want to let it go in one ear and out the other one, and let understanding come, and it will. Understanding will come if you let the knowledge go.
But right now, I'm 30 years old, loser, no friends, no family, and I feel... Can you just give me one advice for the future?
Yes.
To
you are very, very fortunate and blessed that you have no family, that you have no friends, that you only have you and the truth. It is the best thing that ever happened to you. So be happy about that. People don't love you. People are not your friend. Your family members don't care about you. Family members don't even care about each other. So you're fortunate.
But I have no money or no job or nothing.
Right. So get a job and still be nothing. A job will never make you anything. It's just a job. It's not who you are.
Okay, I appreciate it.
All right, you stay with it, Jimmy. Don't stop.
Yes.
And Jimmy.
Yeah.
Jimmy, Jimmy Mac, when are you coming back? Jimmy, it's just a thought. Come back to reality. Just come back to reality and don't judge it. Just be aware.
Okay, thank you.
What did I just say?
To come to reality and be thankful. I don't know how to be thankful. Be thankful that I know the truth. Yes, really.
Yeah, it's just a thought, Jimmy. And don't be glad that you don't have any family member. You don't have any friends. Those are just words anyway. And nobody loved nobody. It's all about self. All angry, emotional.
But I have no girlfriend either.
Good. You're blessed.
So should I be lonely all my life?
No such thing as being lonely. That's an illusion. There's no you to be lonely. That's just another thought. I got to run, Jimmy, because of time.
Yeah.
And keep it
pushing. I appreciate it. Yes.
All right, buddy.
All right.
Bye. Amazing. Let me go to your friend, my friend, and the whole world's friend. Pearl Davis out of Houston, Texas. Pearl. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm out of Dallas, actually, but you're close.
Oh, he put Houston. You're right. I was just in Dallas with you. But you're right. It's Dallas. My producer put Houston, he black. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
All is well. No woman is good.
Only my
God.
Bad.
Oh, what's going on?
So I saw a story in the news, and I was just curious your take on it. So did you hear about the Patriots coach that got caught sleeping with one of the top reporters for like 6 years at work? Did you see that story or no?
Did I see that story? Hey, no, I haven't seen that. No, I heard of it.
Okay. So, you know when women, like, advance really quickly in their career, and people are like, wow, how did she advance so fast? And it turns out she was sleeping with someone at work. And, like, we've kind of seen that over the years.
Yes.
Well, this happened with the head coach, or I don't watch sports. I don't know. He's something with the Patriots, right? And the reporter was sleeping with the head coach, and I guess a lot of people knew. And to the point, she named her son after the head coach of the Patriots and not her husband, because she was married. So my question is, the people that knew, are they wrong for not, there's 2 points. The husband actually did know for like 3 years, and he just hired a PI to follow the wife and said nothing. And so when he divorces her, he just has 3 years of like that cheating. And he sold all the pictures to TMZ or whatever, like the woman's husband. So it's kind of funny, right?
Yeah.
So I was just curious, because all the people that knew at work, would they be wrong for not telling the husband?
No, not at all.
Oh, you don't? Okay.
People have, each individual person on this planet have a right to live the life that they want to live. Life is a gift from God, and God doesn't interfere with your life. He'll let you live in darkness. He'll let you destroy yourself until you ask him for help, right? He's not going to judge you. He's not going to come down and try to stop you. He may give you a few warning signs, hey, you better stop, but he's not going to bother you. And likewise, it's nobody's business but that man and that woman.
Okay, got it. Because I was in a similar situation where I was pretty sure that someone was like cheating at work. Like just because I heard stuff through the grapevine. Like this was like a year ago. There was a girl that called into my show. And long story short, me and her had beef. And I heard that she was cheating on her fiance, but I didn't know for sure. And I was just wondering if I was like, it ended up all coming out. So I just kind of was like, it's not really my problem. But I was always wondering if I was wrong for not telling the fiance.
No,
so,
you were not.
Your job was to
pray for them, understanding that they knew not what they were doing, that something else was driving them. And so instead of judging them or telling on them, you pray for them. But let them live the life and do whatever they want is on them. As God will let them do what they want to do.
Yeah. Well, I'd always wondered, because I think a lot of guys kind of get taken advantage of because they don't think their wife would ever like do something like that, you know? And nobody says anything to him. I think that's a pretty common situation. So I was just curious because, you know, the poor guy like has no idea a lot of the time.
But the guy that is in that kind of situation, he wants to be in that situation.
Because he wants to stamp for a lifetime.
Right, his wife is his God, and he wants to be that, so that's what's happening in his life.
Oh, okay.
Isn't that amazing?
All right. That is amazing.
I think I'm being told we have that soundbite. We have the clip on that story about the football coach, NBC News.
Yeah.
Do we have that, Nick? Oh, hold on, Pearl. We're going to play it real. Oh, Pearl, okay. Can you hold? Let me take a quick break.
Yeah.
When I come back, we're going to play that. Pearl Davis, folks. Amazing smart lady. Back in a moment. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy, they're miserable, They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingdemand.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. Okay, welcome back. I am celebrating 250 years of an amazing country, America. And as a result, we are selling silver coins. And they are real and they are amazing. And I never imagined that one day I will have my own coins, silver. Watch this. Hi, I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. 2026 marks 250 years of America, and they have put my face on this beautiful silver coin to commemorate this occasion. That's amazing. Call 800-411-2663. That's 800-411-BOND. Grab yours now before they are gone. They are starting to sell like hotcakes. Call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Order yours now because I don't want to hear later, oh, you ran out. It's limited. All right? It's an amazing investment. Amazing. And again, I want to thank Jonathan from the UK. Keep it piffy because of time. Amazing. All the way from the UK. Jonathan and his wife just had, they have a soon to be a 3-year-old son. He made a boy first, alpha male, and now she's pregnant again, and they're going to be having their second baby. Well, she's going to have the baby. He's going to be there for it. I believe they told me September. Congratulations. Making white babies. If ever we needed white babies, we need them now. Thank you, Jonathan, and congratulations to you and your wife. Let me go back to Pearl real fast here. Hey, Pearl.
Hey, Jesse.
Isn't that amazing? I'm on a silver coin now. Isn't that amazing?
That's awesome. Your face is on it?
Yes. You got to watch the commercial to see it. Isn't there something?
Can I get the penny or something?
The penny don't sell anymore, I'm told.
Oh, okay. Damn.
So here's that soundbite that you mentioned about the football player, the coach, and this woman. Watch this.
New England Patriots head coach Mike Vrabel speaking out about those controversial tabloid photos, capturing him and longtime NFL reporter Diana Russini at an Arizona resort.
I've had some difficult conversations with people that I care about.
The firestorm first ignited when the pair, who are both married to other people, were snapped holding hands, hugging, and lounging poolside together. Both have previously denied any wrongdoing, saying the photos were taken out of context.
We never want to be the cause of a distraction.
There's going to be some dirty games out there.
NBC News has learned Vrabel, who led the Patriots to the Super Bowl earlier this year, is not being investigated by the NFL. But The Athletic, which is owned by the New York Times, did launch a review of Russini's conduct before she stepped down. Russini said she decided to step down because she didn't want to lend the episode further oxygen or let it define me or my career.
Can I borrow your whistle?
No.
Please.
50 seconds. No.
Now, at the center of controversy, the head coach's latest remarks driving divided reaction.
He did what he had to do to protect the team.
It was garbage. It was trash. You should be fired.
Are you surprised he didn't provide more context around the photos?
I'm definitely a little surprised he didn't provide more context, but I think as long as he addressed it clearly with the players, I think that'll matter more to them than what he says publicly.
Amazing. And Hake, you say that the claim of the reporter.
Oh yeah, I looked it up on Brave AI about if she named the her kid after him, and they claim it's online speculation, not verified, but it was, I think, based on a tweet from several years ago from this gal, joking about her newborn son Michael, and that's the same name as the head coach Michael, the best Michaels in the NFL.
And that story from NBC News. So, Pearl, if in order for us to overcome the world, first of all, we got to overcome the world within ourselves. We got to stop doing what the world is doing if we want to be free of it. And the world is always in other people's business. They're gossiping, they're judgmental, they're hateful. And we got to stop treating each other, the spirit of truth said, to love one another and pray for one another. It doesn't tell you to do what the world says that they're doing. You got to come out of the world.
That makes sense.
Are you making breakfast or something?
Oh, I'm sorry. It was that loud. I was just stocking my fridge. Sorry. My bad. I was just moving something. I didn't realize you could hear it.
Amazing. Well, any other thing before we run here?
No, that was it. I was just curious your thoughts on it.
Yeah. No, very interesting, sir. So what do you think about it now?
I think it's kind of funny that the husband hired a PI and just didn't say anything.
Yeah.
Because I think most guys would like crash out and get really angry and stuff. And he just was really calm and just hired a PI and filed for divorce like 2 years later or something, allegedly. So,
and that's the best and the right way to deal with life. You deal with life by not reacting to things. Don't react to the thoughts. Don't react to situations, but to overcome them by not reacting.
Yeah. Okay.
Amazing.
Thanks, Jesse.
Check out Pearl Davis. What are you doing? What are you talking about on your show today?
Oh, I don't have a show today. I'm running a half marathon this weekend, so I'm going to where they're running.
Amazing. Well, I hope you win.
Oh, I'm not going to win. I'm slow. I just want to finish.
Amazing. Good to hear from you, Pearl.
Good to hear from you, Jesse.
All right. Bye now. 888-77-JESSE. Let me go to Willow out of Iowa. Let's see here. Willow, you are on the air.
Hi, Jesse. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome.
So I had called in January, and I just kind of wanted to give you an update on what's been going on.
Okay.
So I did, after some time, go and see my parents, and I did, tell them that I forgave them and everything. And I had thought that it was going to go really badly, but it actually went really well. And I was actually surprised about that. And also, they actually met my boyfriend, which was really nice for the first time.
And how did they react to that?
They were all pretty good. Both my sister and my parents, we met at a restaurant like halfway. And it went pretty well.
Nice. Were you thinking that it would not go well?
Well, because in the beginning, Mom was always telling me that I needed to break up with him. He just wanted to use me, mostly because of his age, and my age. And so once she met him, it's been a lot better, because about a month after that, she actually invited both of us over.
What's his age?
He is 33.
And how old are you?
I'm 18.
18?
Yes.
And so why were you even concerned about what your mother is going to think about him? Why were you even, at 18, you're an adult now, why were you concerned about that at all?
Well, I've always wanted Mom's approval, because she's my adopted mom, and I've always wanted her approval for everything. I've always had to get approval for everything, because I'm the one with, like, she put the camera in the room and everything. And so I've always wanted to get her approval.
So while you were growing up, she put a camera in your bedroom to keep up with you?
Yes.
Why?
She said it was, her reasoning was, my therapist told her, but when I talked to her, she goes, I never said that. She won't tell me the exact reasoning of why she put it in there, but I forgave her, and I've just decided it's in the past.
And so do you live with her now?
No, I live with my boyfriend.
Oh, okay. So now that you've gone and forgiven her, and you know how evil she is, why don't you just move on with your life and stay away from her?
Because once I forgave, we kind of understood, and she understood that she did kind of push a big boundary there. And then she said, both her and Dad said that they were sorry. And they realized that, like, yeah, what they did was probably not right. So I forgave, and, I know I did some pretty bad things too. And, that's also one tiny reason they put it in, but they had it in there before that happened.
And when they said probably not right, was it right or not right?
It wasn't right.
Did they say that?
They said it probably wasn't right for them to do that.
It wasn't right. But you have forgiven them, and you don't need to prove anything else to anyone about anything.
No.
You understand that?
Yes.
Oh, okay. And so now, whether they accept your boyfriend or not, that's on them. You still live your life, and don't judge them. Don't be angry at them because they accept him or not. Because if you become angry, you become like what you hate, right? And so,
of course,
just start living your life now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I have no idea even what to do about my half sister at all. She's honestly kind of making me mad. Because I moved out of my parents' house like a day before I turned 18, and I moved to Iowa because we lived in Missouri, which is not like an hour and 30 minutes away from where I live now. And I moved in with her, and she was going to kick me out. So I moved in with my boyfriend. Well, her and her boyfriend, if she's mad, her boyfriend's mad. And so, yes. So she didn't talk to me for quite some time, and I was okay with that. I was going to let her just be. And then I got to a point where I had finally, when I was with her, I had met my bio grandma and my bio mom's best friend. And I wanted their contact information to learn more about my mom, or our mom. And she would not give it to me because she was still pissed off. And she said, like, her boyfriend had told my boyfriend that I could message her. So I did twice, only two times. They were like 3 days apart. But the first time was only because 16 years ago, when our bio mom passed, I messaged her asking if she wanted to meet up, if she was okay. Like normal asking. And then like 3 days after that, I went back home and we went to church and I went by her grave and I noticed a stone that she had put there was gone. So I messaged her about that and she was pissed about that. And so her boyfriend is texting my boyfriend saying she's pissed. Now he's pissed. And I've just decided that I'm going to try to do whatever I can, just like leave it be, because she told me that my grandma and my bio mom's best friend didn't want to talk to me. I know she's lying because I messaged her on Facebook and she messaged me right away and didn't even know what I was talking about.
Yeah. And so your question about that is what? What's your question?
Like am I doing like the right thing, like to just leave it be and let her reach out to me?
Yes. Forgive her. Don't be angry at her. She can't help it. She can't see. And forgive her boyfriend. He's blind, too, based on what you've said. And move on with your life, Willow. Live your life. Just don't be mad at other people for what they do. They can't help themselves. They want to live that way. They want to be that way. And they have a right to be that way. But you have a right to just go on and live your life and forget about her and her boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, leave it alone and live your life.
And okay, I wanted to make sure because I feel like doing nothing is, like, not right at the same time.
No, doing nothing is perfect. And let life happen on its own. When you try to do something about life or in life like that, you make it worse. You're not supposed to make any relationship work. You're not supposed to put forth any effort to make any relationship work, no matter what the relationship is. And if it's meant to be, it'll happen naturally without your effort. But the moment we put effort into trying to make any form of relationship work, you make it your God, and it just destroys you. It will never work.
Mm-hmm.
It's like trying to please someone. You can't please another person. The more you try to please them, the worse they get because they see that you're trying to please them and they'll take advantage of you by they see your weakness and they'll take advantage of you.
Okay. So, I understand that now.
Yeah, don't try to please anyone. You work on you so you could be right and you would naturally do right and you'll be fine.
Mm-hmm.
Are you doing the silent prayer?
I haven't really been doing it at all. I'm just praying like I normally do.
But that's not going to work. Why not do the normal prayer that you normally do and do the silent prayer? How else would the light help you if you don't be still?
Yeah.
No, that was a question.
Oh, sorry. I don't.
How would the light help you if you don't be still and let it catch up with you and take over?
It won't. It can't.
So why don't you do the silent prayer? Do your little hoop and hop prayer, too, and then you'll see the right one to do. But why don't you do it?
Okay.
No, why don't you do it?
I mean, sometimes, like, my work schedule is all over the place, because it's only part-time, and so sometimes I don't always have time to do it.
Do you have time to go to the bathroom?
Yeah.
Well, you have time to do the prayer. Do you have time to eat?
Well, sometimes you just don't eat.
Do the silent prayer. I recommend you do it. Do your little hoop and holler prayer. But when you first wake up, do it for 5, 10, 15 minutes, and then last thing at night, so you can practice staying away from those. You'll see those thoughts, and they'll be taken away from you by the Spirit of Truth.
Mm-hmm.
And you will see God is with you, and all is well.
Of course.
All right?
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. And again, don't hold it against your sister the way she's acting. She can't help herself. But don't try to convince her. Don't chase after her. You move on with your life and just don't resent her.
I won't. I wasn't planning on resenting her at all.
Yeah.
I was just going to let it be and let her talk to me first.
That's right. Always have a wait and see and let life happen. You don't need to try to make life. Do not try to. You go to work, feed yourself, and do all that. Practical thing, but don't try to make life work. Let life work. It'll be fine.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to do anything about life.
Of course.
Good hearing from you, Willow.
Good talking to you.
Call me again. You stay with it. Do the silent prayer. Let me know how it goes.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Amazing. Bye now. Super chats.
Nice. Over on buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk yesterday, Eric Five Coffees, women can obey their husbands before they meet him. When you obey God, you're obeying your husband.
I rest my case.
And Hannes.
Nice. Thank you.
Thanks for everything, Jesse, with Five Coffees, Hannes. Yesterday, I suddenly could see all the thoughts telling me, I'm 30. Wow. I'm 30 now. What will you do when you're 40 or, God forbid, 50? Will you finally have a career, a house, land? Will you finally get things right? ? Then I knew God was showing me these thoughts and they will disappear. Thank you, God.
Stay with us. Amazing.
Soul Conscious with 3. Jesse, I've noticed the present reveals everything. No thoughts. Is this a correct observation?
That's right. Stay present, not in your head about anything, and all things will be made clear to you. It'll be amazing. Thank you.
Very nice. Also on the coffees, Mike Young. Jesse, I'm proud to be a member of the Fallen State Show, and I have to say your next guest have to be very weak, feminine, liberal, male, true hater of Trump, and for what? Amazing how many men become so weak, embarrassing. Few real men left in America.
Amazing. Thank you, Mike. Amazing.
By the way, you have a lot more patience than I do, because I would have mute his mic and check him to make him realize he's on my show, period. That says Mike.
That's the upcoming Fallen State from today that will happen today. You don't want to miss it. It's interesting. And, thank you, Mike.
And many more Super Chats to get to later. We'll have to read the rest later.
Let me take a quick break. This ain't going by. When I come back, straight to the call, and we got to finish the Super Chats and everything. Back in a moment. The hate news, not the fake news. I'll be back in a moment.
You know, I'm 32 years old now, and I've been clinically depressed since I was 17 years old. And ever since I started listening to you a couple of months ago, bro, I don't even need to hear the word depression. I don't even care about that because that's not anything that I identify with anymore.
Nice.
I'm 100% cured. I'm 100% better because I've been listening to the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, and I can't even begin to tell you how much I appreciate you. And I just can't even, you know, begin to tell you how much I really appreciate the things that you're doing for young men. Young men need to hear this. And young men need to know this message that you're delivering because it's important. It's vital to their lives, Jesse. I just wanted to let you know that, man.
That's amazing. I mean, you made my day, man. When I hear one soul has returned to the Father, it's like 1,000. It's better than silver and gold. So God bless you, man.
Lots of news here on the Jesse Lee Peterson Show for you guys. This is the end of hour two of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, Friday the 24th of April, AD 2026. Hang tight, callers. There is one line open. You can call in right now to get on hold, to get on air, and hang tight. Super chatters, we shall read the rest of your super chats, hopefully today, okay? If it be the Lord's will and the creek doesn't rise, all right? Today is Friday, so we have the Hake Report after this, okay? After this third hour, the Hake Report for 2 hours, and then the Fallen State right after that at 11 a.m. Pacific, 1 Central, 2 Eastern. Check that out with that guy, Brian, I think, Shapiro. And then after that, you get a little break, and then American Anchor Baby. Usually go as how it goes. American Anchor Baby on YouTube and Rumble. Very fun. And then, of course, church with Jesse Lee Peterson on Sunday. But this ground news report on the South African refugees, it wasn't actually only like 50 or 60 or whatever refugees who came into the country. Those are just the early publicized ones, apparently. The State Department figures show about 4,500 South Africans, the Afrikaners, the white South Africans, refugees were admitted in the first 6 months of the fiscal year into America. 99.9% of all refugees accepted since October 2025 coming from South Africa. Only three of them were from other nations. Only three refugees were from other nations. 99.9% of refugees from South Africa. Pretty good, huh? Trump looking out for the whites and for the world. Internal government emails reveal four refugees, at least, returned to South Africa shortly after arrival. Case notes talking about incomplete planning or family illness, raising concerns about program integrity, whatever that means. Officials are debating whether to include religious minorities from Iran and former Soviet countries under the Lautenberg program, originally created in 1989 to assist Jewish refugees seeking resettlement. All right, so we'll see what happens with that. The DOJ is targeting 384 for denaturalization in the expanded crackdown, according to the New York Times. The Justice Department has identified 384 foreign-born, quote-unquote, Americans, naturalized citizens, for potential citizenship revocation. Revoked, perhaps, hopefully, if need be. Assigning the cases to civil litigators across 39 U.S. attorneys' offices as part of an expanded denaturalization push. The initiative follows a directive instructing the Department of Homeland Security to refer over 200 potential denaturalization cases monthly. It's a dramatic shift from the historic average, about 11 cases annually from 1990 to 2017. Only 11 cases a year of denaturalizations. During a meeting last week, Francie Hakes, like Hake but with an S, director of the Executive Office for United States Attorneys, described the 384 cases, the first wave, acknowledging the civil divisions are understaffed. And so we'll see what happens. A law professor woman, Amanda Frost, I guess, is a woman, University of Virginia. She said that it creates uncertainty for naturalized citizens. The message it sends is that naturalized citizens don't have the same rights and stability as native-born citizens. Maybe we can put anchor babies, who are so-called Americans, under the same notice, because maybe generations of anchor babies are iffy on whether they are true, legitimate citizens in spirit. White House spokesman Abigail Jackson said the effort relies on existing federal law. So we'll see what happens. Some people say, oh, it's a distortion of the law, but give me a break. Anyway, ICE is reportedly scaling back courthouse arrests and warrantless entry practices. You guys who are hardliners on immigration are not happy about this, I imagine. So I don't know. I won't tell you about the details. The Trump administration is probing New York City Department of Education over a pro-Palestinian group. On Thursday, Department of Education launched a Title VI investigation over their public schools over complaints that Jewish students face a hostile environment. And I'm sure that could be true. Trump has reclassified state-licensed medical marijuana as a less dangerous drug. It's an historic shift. The potheads are happy. I'm James Hake, JLP, Hour 3.
to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. You can get involved by calling 888-773-7773. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. Jesse. And my biblical question, do you have humility? What is it? Do you have humility? What is it? Amazing, huh? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And you can, if you just can't sit and watch the show right now, you got to move about. Got to go and run or whatever. You can podcast but still listen on your phone by calling the Listen Line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JOP Talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. Or Bond JOP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. Amazing, huh? What else amazing? It's Friday. Relax day. Get it off your chest today. Express yourself Friday.
You, Tom, like a mug.
You need to go and get yourself bleached, because everything you say about black people, and you're sitting up there looking like a tar baby.
It might sound like a semantics argument, but he's a gray alien.
I wonder if he's been smoking pot.
Next week, the FDA will issue 3 national priority vouchers for serotonin 2A agonists, also known as psychedelics.
Today's order will ensure that people suffering might finally have a chance to reclaim their lives and lead a happier life.
Gunshots ringing out at a busy tourist site near Mexico City.
Well, he's a happy camper, huh?
That's the drugs. Just sit here.
So from 6-5 to 10-1, that's a net gain for the Democrats just in Virginia from what happened tonight and got it approved by the voters.
Where's he on drugs?
It's a very dangerous thing that I'm about to say now, but since I'm of the opinion that we need a third testament, because the Bible has become problematic.
What are you, high?
Amazing. The Bible problematic for Eve. She don't want you to return to the Father. What the? That's amazing. I want to go quickly. Let's go back to the phone. Josh out of Georgia. Josh, you are on the air.
Hey, what's going on, Jessica?
Hey, Josh. Amazing.
Yeah, I was going to comment on the assignment and then answer the biblical question.
Okay. And the assignment is what?
Was to watch, be a thought watcher.
Yes, for this
catch
week.
Catch a thought. Right. And then say no to them once you catch them, right?
Yeah. And did you?
I did a few times. And, but, you know, I noticed that it's opposition to me doing that.
Meaning
that
what?
Runs pretty deep. In that, it's almost like I'm feeling the feelings and then realizing, okay, there must have been a thought that caused that feeling.
Because right.
I'm already getting the urge to do stuff, and by that time I do it. So it seems like I failed, but I know that that's a thought. Something wants me to convince that you failed, you didn't do the assignment, you failed, quit, just give up, you know? And that's constantly hitting my brain, so it's good to notice that, you know? It seems like with all these assignments, it's that same thing that doesn't want, kind of like doing something doesn't want you to do the silent prayer, you know? It's the same thing with these assignments. Something is like, there's some opposition there.
The last thing evil want you to do is to be still and know the truth. Because it knows that if you be still and allow the truth to catch up with you, that it's going to have to depart from you. So definitely, the spirit of thoughts, the evil spirit, they would rather for you to be hooping and hollering and begging God and praying to God and crying and lifting up holy hands and running around and carrying on, because they know that that's just a thrill and it has nothing to do with God. But if you be still, that means that you allow the light to take over, and the light will destroy the darkness, which are the evil thoughts.
Yeah. All right. Well, my work's cut out for me, man. And
stay with it.
All right.
Amazing.
Yeah, just like Jimmy's call, like it's like something he kept saying, but it seems impossible. But
yeah.
That's exactly what's happening in my head with all these things. You know, something does not want me to just sit and attempt it, you know. So
Jimmy doesn't realize that those are lies and the thoughts are lying to him. But it's so hard. But this and but that and but this. He's still listening to thoughts. How can things be hard if you give up? If you leave the battlefield, no more fighting. And if you're not fighting, how can life be difficult? That doesn't even make sense.
Right. Wow. Yeah, I can relate really heavy to that, man. So that's deep.
Amazing.
That's deep.
And you want to respond to the biblical question, you say?
Yes, sir.
Do you have humility? What is it?
No, I don't have humility. And it is, I'd say it's just a, it's like a byproduct or symptom of love. And it's like you have love, you'll naturally be humble. You'll naturally want to judge people. You'll have humility. So it just comes with love. The same way, fear is a byproduct of hatred.
And you don't have love?
I don't have it. I gotta tap into that source and it has to come through me. But I don't have it.
What love got to do with it? What love but a secondhand emotion? That's amazing, man.
Yep.
Well, I'll put my little two cents in on Sunday if the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise.
All right, man. Hey, congratulations on the coin, man, on the silver coin too, man. That's cool. I'll be getting one.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Looking into that.
It's amazing. I never imagined that something like that could ever come about.
Yeah. That's life for you, huh?
That's why you got to let go and let life happen. You'll be surprised what's in store for you.
All right.
But thank you,
man.
I appreciate it.
No problem.
Appreciate
you, man.
Stay with it.
All right. Will do.
All right. Amazing. 888-77-JESSE. Let me go to Charles or out of California. Charles, you are on the air. Charlie, you're on there. Not Charles, but Charlie.
Hey, Jesse, thanks for taking my call. I had a couple quick questions. You're talking about humility, so I Googled it. Humility is a feeling or attitude that you have no special importance that makes you better than others, lack of pride. So I do think that I have humility. I had a job once where it doesn't matter what the job was. I would clean the bathroom. My boss would defecate in the toilet, and I would have to clean up his remains. He didn't ask me to do that. I just did it. There's no difference from the person that cleans the toilet and the person listening to this, or you, or the president of the world. No difference between any of us. Because you could have a stroke tomorrow, and you could end up, you know, breathing out of a tube. People have to wipe your butt. So there's no difference between any of us. And if you think you're special.
Hey, Charlie. Yeah. Keep it clean.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. If you think there's something special about you, there's something unique about you, that you're different or better than anyone, you lack humility, because there's nothing special about you. You may be smarter.
Well, I appreciate that. I appreciate that. I'll put my little two cents in on Sunday. Thanks for responding to the biblical question, Charlie.
Okay. So, wait a minute. Do you like my are you still there?
Yeah, I can't respond to it until Sunday.
Okay. Oh, are you going to do a Sunday show? Are you going to have a live show on Sunday?
Well, we have fellowship, live fellowship on Sundays at,
okay, cool.
At 11 a.m. Pacific time. Go to rebuildingdemand.com/church. Rebuildingdemand.com/church. It's live at 11 a.m. Pacific time, 2 p.m. Eastern time.
So are you going to respond to my response that I just said?
Yeah, I'm going to respond to the biblical question on Sunday.
Oh, okay, yeah. Hey, but can I ask you another question?
Yes.
Physically, men are... obviously, they're stronger than women.
Right.
Let's say physically we are the same as women, but we have different brains. Who's dumber?
Repeat that.
Let's say physically, men and women in an alternative world, no one is stronger than the other, but men have a brain and women have a brain. Which one is dumber, men or women?
Are you asking me who are smarter, men or women?
Well, I could have used the word smarter, but I said dumber. Yeah. So, okay, let's say who's smarter?
Neither.
So if it was equal where men were women and men were physically the same, the man wouldn't be smarter than the woman?
No, that's no new if, but the reality is that men are not smarter than women, and women are not smarter than men.
I think I disagree with that.
And why?
I think that women have a certain way of thinking. I think when a man sees a woman, he doesn't think about her intelligence. He thinks about her beauty, and he thinks about sexually what he wants to do with her and do to her. And women, when they see a man, they think differently. And I think when it comes to, like, certain strategies, when it comes to building, when it comes to creating, I think men are sometimes smarter. Actually, they are smarter than women.
But no, I do think women have more. No such thing as a smart human being.
Well, it's not a smart human being. Okay, that's fine. My last question is, where do you think the United States of America is going to be in 20 years?
What is it going to look like? I have no idea. Zero idea. I don't know where it's going to be tomorrow.
Oh, I was just asking you a question.
Right, I have no idea.
I think it's going to be an absolute third world wasteland dumpster. I think it's going to be a crap nation. I think the whole thing is going to collapse. Probably 30, but I'm going to say 40 years from now.
That's amazing. I literally
think it's going to be an absolute toilet bowl.
Thank you, man. That's amazing. I appreciate it. 888. Thank you, Charlie. 888-77. Jesse, you say, what are you saying, Hake?
They say, who's they? I don't know. But I saw it on the internet.
So maybe it's true. It's on the internet. What the?
That men are both smarter and dumber than women. Women are more average. Men have more people on the extreme intelligent genius, and they have more people on the extremely unintelligent. We have more extremes.
And what do you say?
I think that's true.
You think men are smarter than women?
There are men who are... there are more male geniuses than there are female geniuses. And there's more male, extremely low intelligence. I hesitate to say the R words, but slow or whatever, than there are women who are extremely slow.
Amazing.
Yep.
Well, I know there's no such thing as a smart human being. But okay, Nice. Let me go to first time caller, Mary. Mary, Mary. If you're black, it's Mary. If you're white, it's Mary. First time call out of North Carolina, Mary, you are on the air. Hey, Mary. Mary, you're on mute. I thought you said women.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that, Jesse. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can now, Mary.
Hey, Jesse, how are you today?
All is well. How are you?
I'm being very blessed, as a matter of fact, sir. I hope you are as well.
Always.
Well, I wanted to ask you something because I watched your show, and I didn't know about you before, this last couple months. I saw your show in there, and I've been listening to the stuff you talk about and whatnot. And I wanted to ask you a question, and it's not bad either way that you have answer for it either way, but I'm curious about the human race thing. I'm curious about, like, why you refer to whites or blacks or Mexicans or whatever as races, opposed to why aren't you saying that the whole human race is a race? That's what I'm curious about. I'm just curious.
You said, why do I refer to them as races?
Well, no. When you say, like, when you call people racist, let's say that there's a white person and they're racist, or a black person and they're racist. What I'm wondering is, why is there an idea or a concept that there's more than one race, as far as, like, the whole human race? Like, how did we come up with races opposed to just different colors of people, different cultures, different religions, or all that? You know, because I was always taught growing up that we were the whole human race.
Right.
So I don't know why people are fighting against each other as far as, like, for color and, you know, creed or gangs or whatever. We're all fighting. Well, not we. I don't fight against anybody. But anyway, long story short, I don't think we should wrestle so much with this, because we're not really wrestling with flesh and blood. We're wrestling with principalities. And if that's the case, then we're not worried about races at that point. We're just worried about us being good and fighting against the evil, wicked one.
Right. So are you saying R-A-C-I-S-T or R-A-C-E-S?
No, like R-A-C-E-S, like races, like different kinds of people.
It's just a way of, we are human beings, and it's just a way of communicating on Earth. But you're right.
I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
I see what you're saying. Okay. I was wondering about that, because I certainly listened to you long enough to think to myself, you make a lot of very strong, valid points about a lot of stuff. And I thought, no, he must be. That's why I came and asked you. So I appreciate that answer. I think that's a good answer.
Yeah. Our battle is a spiritual battle. And that's why I say that that's why I know that there's no such thing as racist. Racism doesn't exist. That's just another made up lie to control people. Our battle is a spiritual battle.
That's right. I agree. Okay. Yeah. Well, thank you, Jesse. Thank you for taking my call today.
You're welcome,
Mary. I appreciate it.
All right. Take care now. Call
me
again.
Have a good day.
All right.
I sure will. Okay, bye.
Bye now. 888-77, Jesse. I want to give you the update on that that shooting in Louisiana, where this man was accused of killing his own children, according to a report. He killed seven of his own children, according to this report. KTAL News, the family of Shamar Elkins is speaking out after he shot seven. So the guy's name was Shamar Elkins. And he was accused of killing his children, seven of them. And so the family are now speaking out about that out of Sweetport, Louisiana. And so they're speaking out about after he shot seven of his own children, injuring three others. Watch this. This is the update. Watch this from KTAL News.
Tonight, a family is devastated after losing 8 children in the mass shooting on Sunday.
And now family members are revealing the troubling circumstances they say led up to the murders.
8 children gone in one morning after police say Shamar Elkins opened fire inside a West 79th Street home, killing 7 of his own children and leaving 3 others injured. Family members are sharing what they say was happening inside the home before the incident.
So I know that there was some infidelity that was, she didn't necessarily express it to me, but I do know that she came to me and she asked me about helping her properly file for a divorce. And to my understanding, prior to this incident, they were scheduled to go to court on Monday, which was the next day.
She says she believes this is why Elkin snapped.
My cousin did express that, you know, he was argumentative about it. So he was having arguments with her about it, but there was no physical anything that was going on, not prior to what went on Sunday.
For this family, the tragedy runs even deeper. The victim's uncle says this is not the first time violence has affected the family. The two surviving sisters, Shaniqua Elkins and Keosha Pugh, previously dealt with their mother being shot.
And it was actually the same month, probably like 20 years ago, a crossfire.
Amazing. You should have, I don't know what happened there, but I do know you can't have any other God but the true God, one God. If you have any other God, whether you call them your God or not, it's going to affect you in a negative way. You got to drop the anger, folks. What a mess. And one other quick story about a guy who had been accused of killing his, this girl, I don't know if it's girlfriend or what it was. This guy, he apparently she was younger than him, and they accused him of killing her and putting her in the trunk of his car. And apparently he was out of town because he's a rapper or was or is a rapper or a singer or something, and some type of singer. And not necessarily a rapper. All black people ain't rappers, Jesse. Some black people know how to sing. What the? But and apparently he was out of town, and they towed his car, and they found his body in the trunk of the car. This is from The Hill, according to a report. President Trump on Wednesday said, oh, no, wrong way. That's about the right hole. This is from CBS News. During a court appearance on Thursday, L.A. County prosecutors said that they recovered more than 40 terabytes of a digital evidence of what happened there. Watch it from CBS LA.
Singer David Burke in court Thursday, shackled and in an orange jumpsuit. A camera was not allowed. Prosecutors are accusing Burke of killing Celeste Rivas Hernandez to cover up their sexual relationship, allegedly starting when she was just 12 years old, revealing in court that David's phone contained a significant amount of child pornography. Thursday's hearing coming one day after the release of the medical examiner's report. The report saying the 14-year-old died of sharp force trauma. But the autopsy was made difficult because of the severe decomposition of her dismembered body when it was found in bags in the singer's abandoned Tesla last September. Former federal prosecutor Nima Romani says despite the 7 months it took to arrest and charge Burke, prosecutors have a strong case with so much evidence gathered. Outside court, people who developed an interest in this high-profile case showed up to stream updates and demand justice for the teen girl.
A lot of the times, because it's a celebrity, they ignore the actual victim, and I always put her name down.
Oh, Lord. Go home, lady. Sit down and shut up. What the? But hey, have a little more update about this girl and the relationship with the guy.
Oh, you want me to tell you what I told you before?
Yeah.
Okay, so this guy is 5.5 years older than she, and according to a local crime and gang reporter guy on Instagram, whom I saw, I'm blanking on his name,
right,
said that he was reportedly, according to some, like 15 or 16, maybe 17, when he met her, and she was 11, 12, something like that, when he met her. So they were both minors when they met.
Oh, so allegedly they were minors when they met, mm-hmm. but when they tell this story, they had like some older guy got with a younger girl.
Right.
What a mess.
He was quite a few years older than her for that age, but right. that's still, that's common among some.
They both were teenagers or minor.
Yeah.
They said 14 on that report.
Right.
You can't trust the media or anything, folks. So I don't know what the deal is. I don't know what the age were, but at least they didn't even mention that.
I looked into his background of a week or two ago when this story was going out.
Right.
He was, I think, his father is African slash American, maybe, and his mother is American black, and they were raised real Christian, or he was raised real Christian, specifically by his mother.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Amazing. Also, you said in that report, it said the girl was a runaway. She ran away.
Yeah, she had
from
been...
From home, I guess.
She hadn't been living in her home in, I forget, the boonies up north or the boonies out east. Like Victorville, but I don't think it was Victorville. And she'd been away from home for like a year or plus or minus 6 months or a year, maybe even more, because she had been a runaway and kind of not living with the family.
They didn't mention that either in this report.
Yeah.
I haven't heard, I've been hearing about this story all week too, and I haven't heard anything about her being a runaway or that they met when they both were young.
Yeah.
And so according to this story, she's a runaway? Well, you got that?
Yeah, she had left and kind of disappeared and not in contact with her family much.
According to the story.
Yeah.
That's amazing. What a mess. This is hell on earth. Earth is not heaven. And human beings is not God. I'm not God. Amazing. Let me go to Brandy out of Hawaii. Let's see here. Brandy. Brandy, you are on the air.
Morning, Jesse.
Good morning. Speak up a little bit, Brandy.
You hear me?
I can now.
I just want to ask you, you know how you say white people speak up?
Yes.
Yeah, you say white people speak up. How do you know, is that for women too? Or how do you know when the right time to speak up is?
Of women. Did you say that for women too?
Yeah, white women too.
So wouldn't white people include men and women?
I would think so, but it,
why
it
do you ask
like
if that
I
for
do,
women too?
Because it seems like when I do speak up, when I believe that it's the right time to speak up, and then I do after the fact, it's like, why did you speak up? I get that sometimes. So I'm just wondering when the right time is to speak up.
Did you speak up about something?
Off and on, yeah, I do.
And what happens when you do?
I get like a lot of good feedback, but then there's times I get attacked for it.
And how you feel about that? What do you think about the attacks?
Well, I just try to sit in it and feel it.
Which one you appreciate better? When they don't attack you but agree with you, or when they attack you and disagree? Which one you appreciate, you like better?
Well, it's easier to deal with when they agree, but I do see that when they do attack me that I might be actually just on the right track and telling the truth, and they just don't like it.
What would you like better? Would they agree or disagree? Hold on, Brandon.
Well,
let me take a quick break, all right? Hold on. Quick break. The stretch off is open on pure.net. Back in a moment. You can't run from evil within yourself or outside of self. You got to deal with it. And you need good in order to deal with evil. And God is good. You need to return to the Father. And you'll see within you, he will fight the battle for you. And he will fight it without, because he will show you how to deal with it. And you will have no fear. Love God with all your heart, all your soul, all your might, along with nothing else. Nothing else means yourself, your children, your wife, your things, your ego, your reputation, and all that. You can't care about any of that. The children of anger will use it to control you. But if you love God, he will renew your mind, and none of those things will be before him. And so when they go after you, oh, well, you may take my body, you may take my things, but you're not going to take my soul. And that's a true reality. Welcome back. 888-77 Jesse, we're going to move callers a little faster. Make it piffy because of time. Keep it piffy. But first, announcement. The Haik Report is coming up at 9 a.m. right after the show, right at the top of this hour, thehaikreport.com. And then a brand new episode of the FallenState.tv. Interesting. I had a discussion with Brian Shapiro, a radio host out of Las Vegas. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
Does racism exist?
Are you really asking me that question?
Amazing.
Amazing. Amazing. I think you're amazing. Okay, so you're a misogynist then. You're
no.
A pig.
What
you can
the?
Laugh. No, it's, what do you mean? The unemployment numbers aren't important? You're a for what? Saying that. You're a bigot. Do you understand
Brian.
That? You're a bigot?
Are you a Christian?
Don't Brian me. You are a moron, Jesse.
Hey,
you have an IQ of like 20.
Brian.
You're an imbecile. You're a zero. You're a buffoon.
Don't worry. It'll get better. It was interesting. It was fun. Check it out. At 11 a.m. today, every Friday, at thefallenstate.tv. You can support the Fallen State TV by becoming a member there on the YouTube channel or locals.com, jesseleepeterson.local.com, all right? And then after that, the American Anchor Baby. The American Anchor Baby. Right after the Fallen State, about 12 or so Pacific time. And then Sunday Morning Fellowship. For all are invited. All, men, women, everybody, color, don't matter. Doors open at 10:30. The meeting starts at 11 a.m. Pacific time, 2 p.m. Eastern time. And you can watch it if you're not around, you want to see it anyway, be a part of it. You can watch it live by going to rebuilderdemand.com/church. Rebuilderdemand.com/church. And thank you all for your support. And let me just tell you, this is brand new and limited. So you better hurry, and help celebrate the 250-year anniversary of this great nation by getting as many of the silver coins with. I'm on it. Am I right, Hey? Huh?
Coins.
I am on the silver coins. And they are amazing. And silver, you can't go wrong buying silver. Watch this. Hi, I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. 2026 marks 250 years of America, and they have put my face on this beautiful silver coin to commemorate this occasion. That's amazing. Call 800-411-2663. That's 800-411-BOND. Grab yours now before they are gone. Don't wait, because they're on a limited amount. You can't go wrong. It's an amazing investment, and you're celebrating 250 years anniversary of Bond, and it goes back to helping get the work done here. I do appreciate it. Let me go quickly back to Brandy out of Hawaii. Brandy.
Yep.
And so if you're not sure when to speak up, don't speak up. And allow reality to happen for you, and the truth will speak up on your behalf.
Okay.
That makes sense?
Yeah, I find that I do that, but then even when I think that it's time to speak up after I do, I'm like, well, maybe I was wrong. So I don't.
So then you're not allowed it to happen naturally, if you think you're wrong just because someone disagreed with it.
Okay. Yeah, it's just the backlash after when I do the silent prayer a lot of times beforehand, and I feel afterwards that it is a good time to speak up. But then after I do, all the backlash I get for just speaking truth, then I start going into my thoughts, and I'm like, oh, well, maybe I wasn't.
Which do you prefer? Which makes you feel better? The one people that agree with you, or the ones that don't agree and attack you?
I was thinking about that on the break. I kind of actually like the ones that don't agree with me.
Then why are you having a problem with it then?
Because after the fact, I get into my head, and then.
But if you like the ones that don't. If you appreciate the one that don't disagree with you, why would you go in your head about it at all?
I don't know. I think that's part of what I'm still trying to overcome, is because I think because of my whole childhood, I had a hard time speaking up. And now that I am in adult life, I go back into my childhood a bit. Like, I start doubting myself.
You can't go back into your childhood.
I just go back into the memories of my childhood of how.
But those are just a thought. That's not what's happening.
I have a hard time talking. Yeah.
Brandy, you remember you had told me a while back, I don't know if I've spoken to you since then, that you took your son out of a school because the teacher told you that you could not go into his classroom?
Yep.
Am I right about that?
I did take him out, yes.
Have I spoken for that reason, right?
Yeah, because they won't let me in the class anymore.
Yeah. And so I haven't spoken to you since you told me that, right? Am I right?
No, I don't think so, no.
And the reason I'm asking, because there's a school teacher that goes to our meetings. She's a part of Bond. She goes to the Sunday meetings and things like that. And she said that the reason the schools don't allow that now, because the mothers are out of control. They go into the classroom and they bring all kind of trouble to the teacher. They carry on. And so the schools had to make that rule that the parents are not allowed into the classroom because the way they carry on and the trouble they bring.
Okay.
That makes sense?
I don't bring any. I mean, it would if I brought trouble, but I haven't done anything to bring trouble.
And maybe so you didn't, but, you know, maybe other mothers did. And so they had to make that rule because of what other mothers are doing in his classrooms.
Mm. Yeah. Well, if he could speak, I would probably feel a lot different about it. But right. Because he can't speak, I can't allow. So I took him out. I think it's better for him to be home where he's safe anyway.
I'm being told that you made a video about that incident at school and put it up there, didn't you? You put it online?
I just asked, I made a video asking if a principal stopped you at the door of your nonverbal autistic kid, how would you take it?
And you put it online?
It wasn't like a bad video, but yes. Yeah.
And did your husband tell you to do that?
No.
Why did you let him know you were going to do that?
Yeah, he knows.
He knew that you were going to put it online?
Yeah, he knows about it.
Did he know before you did it or after you did it?
He knew. I know. I don't know. I think I told him after, but we talked about it beforehand too. Because he's tripping out too. He doesn't understand why all of a sudden we can't go into the classroom. It seems like that they are like not wanting us to see. It seems like it's just very fishy.
But did he know before you put it online or after you put it online?
He knew beforehand that I was going to.
Why would you put your family at risk like that? People are mean and nasty and evil. What was the purpose of putting your family at risk like that by putting that online?
Do you think that that's really putting them at risk by asking if the principal stopped you at the door, how you would handle that?
But did you say a lot of people react, some people react to that in a negative way?
Yeah, but I got 19,000 views and only 3 people attacked me over it, so it wasn't.
So
like
you're reacting to all the 3 people?
I have a hard time with backlash.
But all it takes for one crazy person to go after you and your family.
Yeah. Well, I deleted the video because it's not worth it.
Yeah.
But no, I got a lot of good feedback on it, and I got a lot of stories about that school.
Which did you appreciate most? A lot of stories about it, the appreciation, or the 3 that attacked you?
It's very stressful when people attack you.
Which did you appreciate most? The hundreds that agree with you or the 3 that attack you?
And in this case, I appreciate the people that gave me good input.
Why?
Because it actually made me keep him out. It helped me make a decision.
But why did you? Those people are not going to stand with you when you run into somebody on the street.
Do you think I should be worried about somebody beating me up by asking a question at the school's?
No, don't worry about anything. I would not suggest that at all. But what
now
I'm telling you now, you should have felt the same way about the 100 people that agree with you as you did with the 3 that disagree. You should not have felt anything about it at all.
Okay.
Because the 100 that agree with you can turn on you at the batting of an eye.
That's very true.
Yeah.
And they probably will.
Yeah.
How do you, that's what I was calling Hake, that's how Hake knows about that story that I posted, is how when you do get backlash from people, how do you handle it? Because I know you guys.
You don't handle it. You handle it by not dealing with it at all.
You just ignore it or laugh at them and just.
No, don't laugh at respond. Them. Don't handle it. There's nothing to handle.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, gotcha. Just let them say what they want to say and don't respond at all.
You're not responsible for another person's actions, whether good or bad. That's them. That's happening to them, not to you.
So say for this, the video I made, how do I know if I was not doing the right thing or doing the right thing? Should I just not have made the video at all?
Be honest as to
why really in my thoughts?
Be honest with yourself as to why you put it out there. Did you do it for a thrill? Or did you do it? Be honest with yourself as to why you did it. Because you need to see why you did it. So you cannot do things for thrills and things like that.
Okay.
All right. I got to run.
I was doing the right thing. But I know we have to go.
Yeah. If you feel you're doing the right thing, there's nothing to be concerned about.
Okay. It's just the backlash that I need to learn how to handle.
And what your husband say about the backlash?
He says who cares what they say or think.
Okay, so listen to your husband.
Much better at it. Okay.
All right, Brandon, call me again. I got to run because of time, all right?
Okay.
All right.
I'll call you maybe next week.
Okay, thanks. Absolutely. 888-77-JESSE, first time caller, Frank. out of Canada. Frank, you are on the air.
Jesse, how are you today?
All is well, Frank.
Excellent. Hey, listen, been listening for a while with a friend of mine. I want to say thanks for everything here. I just got to talk about Brandy for a second, man. She's always in a mess, it seems, right?
I don't know. Why you say that?
Well, it just seems like she's just talking there, and she likes the people who don't agree with her. She likes telling them that they're wrong, and you, I hear you saying, like, just, hey, those thoughts are lies, but she likes living in her hell after in those thoughts.
Oh.
I don't know. I hope she listens, man.
Yeah, she said that she's working on this stuff, so sometimes because people don't understand it's just a thought they've been identified with there for so long in life, they won't let it go. They keep trusting thought, but she appears to be working on herself, so she'll be fine.
Well, you know what she's missing? You know, she talks about her upbringing, but she needs to forgive her mother, but also herself for, you know, all the stuff there and the things that she's doing because of the hell that her mother put her in. You know,
yeah.
That's real unfortunate.
Yeah, I believe she has gone and forgiven her mother.
Oh, good. Well, that's a good thing to hear for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, thank you, Frank. I appreciate it.
Anyways, I don't want to take too much time. Silent prayer is awesome. Last thing about the question of the week, humility, okay?
Do you have humility? What is it?
All right. Like you said about 15 times today on the show, giving it to God. Let go. Let God. Stop listening to those thoughts that are lies. Stop listening to the enemy. Choose the right path, and you'll have no choice but to end up in the right way. That's my thought on it.
And so do you have humility?
Oh, it is a constant struggle. Those thoughts are constant work, right? I'm envious of those people that can just be chill, but, you know, always working on it, always just putting them aside, just letting it be, trying to live in that peace. I try, but I fail, but I keep on trying.
And so do you have humility?
I feel that I do, yes.
Okay. I appreciate that, man. Frank, and I'll put my two cents in on Sunday. In the meantime, you stay with us, stay with us, stay with it.
You take care. Stay blessed.
All right, buddy. You too. Super, super.
Super chat.
Mike Young. Hey, Jesse, the one thing I've noticed that when you ever bring liberal guests on the Fallen State, they're very emotional, speaking over you, acting out. When you bring conservative guests on, the difference is they're very respectful, know when to shut the H up when the host is speaking. What a mess.
What a mess. Thank you, Mike. Amazing.
Bree K on Buy Me a Coffee. Hey, Jesse, good morning. Just wanted to say thank you again for everything you do. Hope you and the crew have an amazing and wonderful Friday. Heart and thanks, hands.
You too, and thanks for your support. I absolutely appreciate it.
Very nice. Thank you, Pastor Chatelet, for the and Emp Hands for the gifted subscriptions to the Jesse Lee Peterson channel on Rumble. Very nice.
Right on. Thank you, Pastor Chatelet. Amazing.
JV the Great addressing the first caller today, or one of them. You called to ask another man about his thoughts on another man's thoughts. Laughing face with tears coming out.
Amazing.
Asking about what Tucker said about Trump.
Oh, right. I don't know what Tucker thinking. What? Amazing. Thank you.
Maria, our Maria, says shout out to whoever designed today's Jesse's shirt.
Amazing.
Very cool. It's not available for sale at this time, FYI. It's a one-of-a-kind shirt. Because of time, keep it piffy.
Because of time, keep it piffy. Amazing. It was a gift from Jonathan all the way from the UK, United Kingdom. And I may have some news coming up for y'all not too far away about the UK. We'll see. Amazing. Thank you.
Very nice. On buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Not the hate group. Eric with five. Eve met Satan at Coachella and started an OnlyFans long before she met Adam. Whoa.
Amazing. Thank you.
Jill Bell, 71. My son is 13. Got back into regular school again after being in an alternative thing for bad behavior. Gotten two calls from the school saying he's making kids uncomfortable, touching their backs and stuff. I'm trying not to be overwhelmed. How can I help him? What can I do?
Homeschool him, if it's possible. It's really best, especially in today's environment. It's best to homeschool if you can. I wish you well with that. That's amazing.
Mike Young. He said, hey, Jesse, can you ask Pearl, who are you? I think he already has, actually, in a prior call.
Yeah, I have. And she said, I can't remember. But yes, thank you, Mike.
Fazul, at work, you can be friendly, but never familiar. Interesting.
Yeah, what does that mean?
Familiar means maybe treating like family or treating too familiarly. It's an interesting term.
Yeah.
That's a little less common nowadays. Thank you, Fazul.
Amazing. Thank you.
Lalo, can I do 6 months, same as cash payment, so I can get the JLP silver coin?
What?
Call the office to inquire about the silver coin.
They want to do 6 months what?
Payment plan or something.
Are you black? What?
Lalo, I don't disclose his race. I shall not dox. I may have seen what he said that he was, but I may not remember. Riley, 113.
Maybe they worked with you on that. I'm not sure.
Riley.
Thank you, though.
A member for 3 months. Riley says, I think I need that silver coin.
Yes. Investment. Amazing. Check it out, folks. It's amazing.
Marcus G. Hey, Ake, you got that new Nickelback album yet? Devil Horns or I Love You, Sign and Tan Hand. Laughing Face with Tears coming out. Love you, buddy.
Got a what out?
It's an old band. They may still be around. They've been actually very trendy to hate group. It's a music group.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Did you know that the Anchor Baby can sing and play guitar?
Yeah, he used to do that when he first started Nickstream, Anchor Baby.
I'm trying to convince him to really make a song playing the guitar. I bet that'll be amazing.
Yeah.
What the? Thank you.
Mike Young. Hey, Jesse, I turned 43 today.
That's amazing, Mike. Happy birthday, man. What the?
Hey.
Happy birthday, Mike.
HBD, yeah. Mike.
And I used to be 43.
Same.
Seems like 43 years ago.
Same.
Amazing.
Ball City gifted the cookie. Government cheese? What the? I prefer cheese. Sorry, Hake. And I'm glad you said sorry, Hake. Otherwise, I would have read that, and I wouldn't have known it was a sort of a gross reference.
I didn't know. I don't know how government cheese tastes now, but in the good old days, government cheese was so good. And they give me like a big bar of it. Amazing. Thank you.
That's Brandon B., who also gifted the cookie.
Thank you.
Very nice.
Thank you, Brandon B.
Walking Roscoe. Says with the super chat, happy Friday to Bond and the listeners. Already looking forward to the 2 cents Jesse will put on Sunday regarding the BQ. Stay with it.
Absolutely. Thank you. Amazing.
There was a can from Old Salty Dog saying, cheers, Jesse, 07, which looks like a head with an arm saluting.
Amazing. Thank you.
Very nice.
Yep.
And let me just double check on the Buy Me a Coffee and elsewhere. Hannes. Biblical question answer.
Do you have humility? What is it?
Surely humility is giving up the fight. It is consistently trying ego within us that is without humility. I do have humility only when I stop fighting, I think. Thank you, Jesse.
Amazing. Thank you. Amazing.
Rob,
and I'll put my 2 cents in on Sunday.
Someone says, Hey, Jesse, thanks for counseling call with my wife, Kathy, and our son, Jonathan. Junior, we renewed our wedding vows on the call. It was amazing. Jesse made a cameo for my wife when she was pregnant, and to see my 2-year-old son shout amazing in beta. And he said, because of the Jesse and the father speaking through him, our lives have been renewed. Forever grateful, and thank you for wearing the Because of Time shirt we got you. Love from Northern Ireland.
You're welcome, Jonathan and Kathy. Kathy having another baby in September, I believe. White babies. Congratulations. And thank you again for the amazing shirt. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it.
Robert, 5 coffees. Yesterday's show was great. Thanks, guys. I've canceled the order on my Book of Enoch. I'm going back to the Book of Rick. He was amazing. He put it perfectly.
Amazing. Thank you.
Riley JM, three coffees. I told my friend how the cow ate the cabbage. Then he started making false accusations about my personal life. Jeez. He doesn't want to talk to me and said I ticked him off. But he didn't say ticked. He said it. Where they said it with P. I felt a little fear when I talked to him. But then it passed and I felt nothing about it.
When people turn on you, I don't care who it is. Family member, so-called friends, whomever, rejoice in that because now you're seeing the real person instead of the showcase person, personality, and you would know that they were never friends anyway. Be glad for that. God is on your side, but don't be mad at them for doing it, and don't beg them to come back. Just wish them well. They know not what they do. Amazing. Thank you.
And thank you to Jesus, as always, on Cash App. That's Bond JLP on Cash App.
Thank you, Jesus.
Very cool.
Amazing. Appreciate it.
And thank you, guys. I could be mistaken, but I believe that's all for now. Nice.
Amazing. Thank you all. I do appreciate it. Jonathan, I really wish you and your wife and the new baby that's coming. Jonathan's alpha male. He made a boy first. Real men make boys first. Beta man, mate, girls first. What the? I am so out of time. Stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. Really. Don't give up, folks. Endure to the end. Our theme this year for the fellowship is to endure for the end, until the end. Go all the way up to the 100th floor, but at least the 50th floor. Amazing. Yison out of Canada. Gigi out of Washington State. Colin. A first-time call out of Texas. Mike, out of Iowa. I am out of time. Make sure you check out the coin. Herb of it is a limited amount, all right? Call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663. And the hate report is coming right now. The Fallen State after the hate report. The American Anchor Baby after that. And check out Punchy TV with Bill, PUNCHIE.TV. I'm out of time. Whew. Bye, y'all.
The views, information, thoughts, and opinions expressed during this show are the individual's own and do not represent the views, thoughts, and opinions of the JLP Network or Bond. Their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. The material and information presented here is for general information purposes only. The JLP Network and Bond name and all forms and abbreviations are the property of its owner, and its use does not imply endorsement of or opposition to any specific organization, product, or service.
So, here's what I recommend. I invite you to download my silent prayer. And I want you to start doing it. You just download it, get the points of how to do it, and then after a while, you just do it on your own. It's going to point you in the right direction that your life will be returned to you from God. He will give you your life back because anyone and all people who has anger, they're not themselves. You are the person that you are angry at. That's why it's so important to get to know yourself so that you can see who you're angry at. And if you're doing the hooping and hollering prayers and things like that, some people get up, oh, praise the Lord, hoop and holler, bless my mama, bless my daddy. Continue to do it. Do both. You will see if you want to stay with the hooping and hollering or do you want to be still and know God. So my gift to you, no charge, at rebuildingtheman.com/church.